According to just-released figures from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, over 181,000 children under 15 years of age were treated in U.S. hospital emergency departments last year due to toy-related injuries, and reported toy-related deaths to children younger than 15 increased to 17 in 2010, compared with 15 in 2009. Nearly half of these toy-related fatalities were attributed to choking on balloons, small balls, and rubber balls. As we head into the holiday season, CPSC Chairman Inez Tenenbaum says that while safety should be at the top of everyone's toy list, stronger federal rules are making a positive impact.
Parents can shop and children can play with confidence this holiday season. The CPSC has put in place the strongest lead limits in the world, has made all toy standards mandatory, and is requiring independent third-party toy testing. Strong toy standards support the production of safer toys in the marketplace, and safer toys have led to a continued decline in recalls since 2008. There were 34 toy recalls in fiscal year 2011. That's down from 46 toy recalls in fiscal year 2010, 50 recalls in 2009, and 172 recalls in 2008. In 2011, toy recalls related to lead continued to be low, at 4, down from 19 in 2008. However, parents and toy shoppers always need to be vigilant by choosing age-appropriate toys and by keeping small parts, balls, and balloons out of the hands of young children.
For more information, visit cpsc.gov.